Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you serious?
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
Bonjour, I'm Sean.
Nice, nice. This is the show where Sean and I scour the internet and have a little chat about it and a little laugh along the way. Coming up on today's episode, we're going to be talking about some funny jokes that we found. I've been on the internet and found some interesting memes, which I think could lead to some interesting conversation. And also, of course, we'll be delving into the world of crazy news across the net. And maybe we'll be talking about how we've killed a bit of time. Maybe I can allude to where I'm going to kill some a bit of time, because we did speak about something before we come in there. But first things first, Sean, I just want to say, bro, how you doing, man? You all good?
Not too bad, man. The hay fever's it's kicking my ass a little bit, I'm not going to lie. So I'm going to be a bit sniffly and a bit teary-eyed.
Should we just keep it real with a listener, bro? Yesterday was just a no-go for record because both of our nostrils were inflamed.
there would have been a lot of tissues and
For someone that hasn't got hay fever, can you explain what hay fever feels like? Because I feel like people that don't have hay fever think it's just like the flu. But I think it's different, right?
Oh, it's definitely different to having the flu.
What's the flu like? Well, you know, that's like, what's hay fever like for you then, bruv?
It's just a bit debilitating in the sense of my sinuses will just get like madly irritated and then my eyes will water and then like I'm just... I mean, I think yesterday I must have sneezed. Like my back is so sore today because of the amount of times I sneezed yesterday. So I must have sneezed like hundreds of times.
What kind of sneezery? Are you like a...
No.
Are you a...
I'm not like a sneeze with a silencer on it.
No, you're not.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like a sneeze if you were in a lift.
Damn.
And you fired a gun and all the echo.
Wow. So you... and you're like... And everyone's talking like...
Yeah, like a grenade's gone
off. Like when someone does a flashback in a film.
Yeah.
Like, look, when I have flu, right, I'm very aware that the disease is trying to spread with a sneeze, right? Probably didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
But when it's hay fever, I'm a bit like, fuck it, man. I'm like... Everybody can get it. Everyone gets spread.
But I always feel like you have to tell... If I'm not there, like, just sneezing my ass off, I always have to kind of... I have to say to, sorry, guys, it says hay fever. Like, everyone's edged. It's not even like that. It's like, guys, everyone's edged.
Come
away.
Back, hey, come back. Hey. It's hay fever. Yeah.
But you know, getting a seat on a train.
Sweet.
Light work, bro.
So you got your feet up. You got loads of space around you, streaming from your eyes, water streaming from your eyes, and your nose all red. Yeah, man. And you know what though? I will say it's a bit of a curse though, hay fever, because we've come from in the UK. Obviously, it's very cold in the winters. There's loads of flu and cold around, so there's that small sweet spot like between the end of February for some and like March for me. Like for me personally, end of February and March where I don't have any problems, and then now all the way through till September, I'm gonna be dodging flipping pollen. Do you know what I mean?
Ducking and diving pollen.
God bless the antihistamines that we have been consuming. You know,
but we always think that like, but we always take like 3 antihistamines.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't know.
For the record, whatever the regulation is, definitely don't take 4. But bro, let me just say, man, I'm big into my cheap antihistamines as well. I can't be going for the top shelf stuff because at the amount I consume.
Oh, bro, it's burning the hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get the 7 for like 90p.
You know those ones. Yes, exactly. Same. It does the same thing, doesn't it?
It does. Thing, it might not be fancy, but same.
Yeah, man. God bless all of those who say that they don't take all that stuff, because I am a big fan of modern medicine, including antihistamines, bruv. It's all for me. Right, so Sean, today, let's kick off the show with some jokes, shall we? Shall we go with that then? So some jokage. I've got five nice ones for you. I've got some long ones and I've got some short ones. I reckon I hit you with a joke, you hit me with a joke, I hit you with a joke, you hit me, and then we go from there, yeah? I've got five for you, right? Who wants to go first? Oh, sorry, one second. Time for our jokes of the week.
Why, bro, why are you getting involved with FM? I was like doing it there and everything. It sounded like you just...
all right, then. All right, in that case, I'll let you go first then. I've got a couple shorter ones and I got three slightly longer ones.
All right. I recently had to see a proctologist for a sharp pain I was having in my ass. The doctor asked, "So can you tell me where it hurts?" I told him, "It's quite painful right near the entrance." The doctor said, "Stop calling it an entrance for a couple of weeks and let us know if the symptoms return."
Classic. I love it. My girlfriend and I have this weird tradition where we watch movies together while she sits and eats in the living room while I crouch in a tree with binoculars. She also has this funny habit of acting all scared and clueless when I call her. Oh, did I butcher that a little?
So bad.
Two old ladies were sitting on a park bench when a man in a trench coat came up and flashed them. One old lady immediately had a stroke. The other one couldn't quite reach.
That's a good one. I like that one. I like that one. Okay. Oh, this is a long one. All right, no, I'll do this one. All right, got one. An old cowboy walks into a barbershop for a shave and haircut. He tells the barber he can't get all of his whiskers off because his cheeks are wrinkled from age. The barber gets a wooden ball from a cup on his shelf and tells the old cowboy to put it in his cheek and it will spread out the skin. When he finished, the old cowboy tells the barber that was the cleanest shave he'd had in years, but he wanted to know what would have happened if he had accidentally swallowed that little ball. The barber replied, "Just bring it back in a couple of days like everyone else does."
What? Okay. I like that one. That's tight. There's a man on a train and he looks up from the newspaper he's reading and he sees a really small Irish man across from him. He couldn't help but notice that this small Irish man had a massive bulge in his pants. The train stops and both of them get off. The bigger man says to the other, "Can I ask you something personal?" "Sure," he says. "How'd you get a dick that big?" "Ah," says the small man, "I'm not actually a dwarf. I'm a leprechaun. Since you had the courage to ask me, I'm going to grant you three wishes." The man asks for $1 million, 100 beautiful women, and a dick as big as the leprechaun's. The leprechaun says, "No problem, but there's one thing I'm going to need from you, and you need to do it for me before I grant those wishes." The man says, "Yeah, cool." The leprechaun says, "I'm going to have to fuck you." The man's eyes grew wide and he eventually agrees. They find an alley and get cracking. After the leprechaun's finished, the man is broken, bleeding and crying, and he demands his three wishes. The leprechaun says, "Okay, I need one more thing from you though." The man screams, "Oh, for crying out loud, what?" The leprechaun says, "How old are you?" The man says, "I'm 37. Why'd you ask that?" The leprechaun replies, "You're 37 and you still believe in leprechauns." Aww. That would be better in an Irish accent, isn't it?
I wasn't sure where that was.
I got there in the end. Yeah. I got there in the end.
Oh, that's it. Okay. A little boy goes to see his priest. "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've been with a loose girl," the priest asks. "Is that you, little Joey Pagano?" "Yes, Father, it is." "And who was this girl that you were with?" "I can't tell you, Father. I don't want to ruin her reputation." "Well, Joey, I'm sure to find out her name sooner or later, so you may as well tell me now." "Was it Tina Minetti?" "I cannot say." "Was it Teresa Mazzarelli?" "I'll never tell." "Was it Nina Capelli?" "I'm sorry, Father, but I cannot name her." "Was it Kathy Pirano?" "My lips are sealed, Father." "Was it Rosa D'Angelo then?" "Please, Father, I cannot tell you." The priest sighs in frustration. "You're very tight-lipped, Johnny, and I admire that. But you've sinned and you have to atone. You cannot be an altar boy now for 4 months. Now you go and behave yourself." Joey walks back to his pew and his friend Franco slides over and whispers, "What'd you get?" 4 months vacation and 5 good leads.
Wow. Wowee. Spicy. Right. Hold tight on this one, right? Because I struggled to understand this. So if I say this to you, I might butcher it up, right? Okay, so I need to strap in for this one. A man is in Las Vegas and he is losing his ass. He can't win anything. Yeah. And before he knows it, he has absolutely no money left. The only thing he does have left is a plane ticket home, but he has no way to the airport. He walks out of the casino and sees a cab with a cabbie leaning against it. He walks over and asks the driver if there's any way he could just take him to the airport. He swears that he'll wire the cabbie the money as soon as he gets home, but the cab driver is a total dick. Do you know how many fucking losers I have to deal with every day, says the cabbie. Everyone always gives me this bullshit story. Fuck you, you piece of shit. Get away from me before I call the cops. Well, the guy walks halfway to the airport and finally thumbs a ride and gets home. He has an outstanding year in business and makes a killing in the market. Almost a year to the day where he gets mugged off by that shithead cab driver, he goes back to the same casino where he previously lost his ass, but this time he kills it. He cannot lose. Blackjack, slots, you name it, he's kicking everything's ass. So when it finally comes to the time to go home, he walks out of the casino and sees a line of five cabbies. He looks down the row and the fifth cabbie is that same asshole that gave him such a hard time the previous year, leaning up against his cab in the same asshole shithead way. He goes to the nearest cabbie and says, "How much for the ride to an airport?" He goes up to the first cabbie and says, "How much for a ride to the airport?" The cabbie says, $10. The guy says, "Okay." He screams out kind of loud, "How about I give you an extra $2 and you suck my dick?" The first cabbie nearly hits him, tells him to get the hell out of here before he calls the cops. "Okay," says the guy, so he walks over to the second cabbie and says quite proudly, "How much for a ride to the airport?" He gets his answer. He says, "How about an extra $2 to suck my dick?" Gets told to fuck off. He does this for the next two cabbies. Finally, he comes down to the shithead cab driver from last year and whispers to him, "How much for a ride to the airport?" The cabbie looks at him, doesn't remember him from the last year, and goes, $10. So without another word, the man hops in the cab. As the cab is pulling out past the other cab drivers, the guy turns to face them, holds two bills up against the window, smiles, and gives them a thumbs up and a wink.
I didn't know where that one was going.
I love that. Boy, that ultimate Uno card there.
I will say this, yeah, the whole time you were telling me that joke, I was like, nah, you know what, yeah? I don't feel like the cabbie should have
Is it? Yeah. I feel like, do you know what though? The cabbie's quite reasonable with that request.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, it's a bit harsh calling him this shit. No, this man's not trying to earn a living.
Yeah, man, it's hard. It's cost of living crisis, like it.
Oh, dear. All right. A young man and his friends get in trouble and finds himself in a principal's office with a couple of other newer do-wells from the football team. The principal, who had a bit of a stuttering issue, asked them one by one, What's your name, son?" Each one stifled a snicker as they answered with their name. When it gets to the young man, he replies, "Mark, sir." The principal leers over his glasses and asks, "Are you trying to be cute there, son? You think you're funny? Are you making way of my stutter?" Student answers, "No, sir. My dad had a stutter, but the guy who registered my name was a complete arsehole."
That's a classic. Right, final one from me.
Okay.
And a man and a woman are alone on an elevator. The man says to the woman, "Excuse me, can I smell your pussy?" Offended, the woman says to the man, "Absolutely not." Content with her answer, the man says to the woman, "Okay then, must be your feet."
He knows one of them ones. I saw it coming just before the punchline. Oh boy.
Right, is it your last one? Is it, go on, Sean.
No, I think that's me.
You're done then, okay. Yeah. That was our jokes of the
week.
So, time for our killer bit. It's a little bit of a tweak this week. I have got some techie stuff coming up that I've actually shown you it, haven't I? I've shown you something. It's in the box. We'll be talking about it next week. I'll show it to you. I've just been rifling around the internet. This will be quite a short section for our killer bit, or our killer bit. I was on Reddit and I just was researching, what's your weird inside joke with your other half or with your mates and stuff.
Okay.
And I suppose we can talk about the jokes that we have as mates as much as we can, because I've got to say we have probably, as groups of friends go, the most in jokes ever, partly because we just love them. And also because we've known each other for most of our lives, isn't it? Literally. Yeah. So there's multiple in jokes. Do you know what I mean? I mean, even when we talk about someone who's an absolute dickhead, you know exactly who I'm talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about. Hate him. But so I asked him, and here's some ones. Some of them are kind of like cute, weird. Some of them are just funny because I love the internet. All right. So check this on. Sometimes my other half puts my nipple in his nostril and snorts. He then says he's doing a line of boob and we giggle. That's quite
okay.
Apparently it's really strange, not funny to other people. All right, cool. Here's this. Sure. Check this one though. This one is wild, right? So what's your weird inside joke with your other half? The first time we were at a party, she was trying to look for her bikini to get into the jacuzzi. And my other half, well, she was too drunk to work. Well, let me get this right. So when I first met my other half, we were drunk at a party. She was trying to look for her bikini to get in the jacuzzi. She was too drunk to walk. So she asked me if I could lift her up on my shoulders. Let me start this again.
Sorry, I'm probably a bad idea to get in the jacuzzi if you can't walk.
Exactly. So this is for the couples. What's your weird inside joke with your couple? When I first met my other half, we were at a party. She was trying to look for a bikini to get in the jacuzzi. She was too drunk to walk, so she asked if I could lift her up. But I was way too drunk for that. So we had to compromise with me just getting on all fours and her riding me around like a donkey while she looked for her bikini. She loved it so much that she wouldn't get off me. And I was totally cool with a cute girl in a skimpy skirt wanting to ride me everywhere. We ended up bonding over it, which led to us being a couple. So whenever she's bored and can't be asked to walk, she gets me to go down on all fours, like the day we first met. Normally, so she can find something to eat or something to drink. It's like a little tradition. She gives me a blowjob afterwards to praise my efforts. I fucking love my life.
It's a win-win.
I was like, that's a win-win. I was like, nah, this guy's a simp, man. And then towards the end, I was like, you know what?
Oh yeah, it's a fair play.
You know what? To be fair, like, no, think about it. If I get knee pads and some good wrist, you know what? I think it's a nice deal, isn't it? It's a fair deal.
Both of them can have knee pads.
There you go. That's a great present for them both, isn't it? For Christmas, it's knee pads for both of you.
Oh, but guys.
Yeah. But
I
love in jokes. The only time an in joke I think is hard is if you're not part of the in joke. So if you step into a situation and there's an in joke, you have to be like, what? So, and because you weren't there when it happened,
yeah,
I don't think it ever bangs as much, does it? The same in joke. Do you know what I mean?
No. Or what will happen is you have people that laugh at in jokes, but they have no idea what it's because there's only people that are not laughing in it. They're like, everyone else is laughing. They're like, and you're like, we laughing at, bruv?
Yeah. It's always something simple like pass the ketchup.
Pass the ketchup.
And you're laughing. What are you laughing about? Pass the ketchup for? Yeah, because Heinz, isn't it? You know, Heinz and 19. Yeah.
No, explain it. No, fully explain it. No, fully.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, there you go, Sean. That's it. That was a real simple one. I've been killing a bit of time looking at the internet. I think I spoke about the free body problem. Last week
I've seen it crop up quite a few times, and then I watched like the full trailer for it.
Yeah,
and I've had another couple of people like mention it to me, so it's on my list.
Yeah, I definitely.
Are you still really enjoying it?
So Sean, I've proper nerded out.
Have you like read the books and that now?
I'm almost through the prequel book. So there's four books.
Are you done three already?
The first book is the no.
Wait,
the first book is the I think it's hard to cut. The books, I think, each book shows a whole timeline of the different character, I think I've been told.
Okay.
Whereas the season shows you all of the character stories as they go along. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So they've consolidated all the books together, but they're showing you, but it doesn't run in like one specific timeline. Everything comes
at the same time. I think, because I haven't read the other two books, but I've read somewhere that's the case.
So potentially all three books, you're just seeing like a timeline of all the characters at the same time instead of one character.
Exactly.
One character. Okay.
And in the series, you're kind of just watching it with bouncing around to different characters, right? But before reading the first book, because I've watched the series, I've actually gone and checked out the prequel. Yeah. It's called Ball Lightning. Bro.
When was the prequel written?
Afterwards.
After the three books.
Yeah. Right. And I Googled, can I read it first? Everyone said yes. I thought, fuck it. Not everyone.
Might as well read it in order, innit?
I got to be honest. Order, yeah. I'm watching it. I'm reading it. It's good, But bro, it's some of the densest science talk ever. Oh, it's proper it? Like, you know, if you look at a proton and a like all that kind of stuff. So it's good reading material for when I get want to get a bit sleepy. But also I've kind of got into the pace of it now. So I'm kind of like, I feel like a bit smarter, like reading it. I feel like I'm smarter. I'm under the illusion now that I could do science at a molecular level, at an atomic level is what I feel like. Absolutely can't, but I'm getting through it. But that's all I want to say about it. Would I recommend it if you love deep, hard science stuff? Like, bro, I'm talking, it's, some of it sounds like a lecture. Mm. Like some of it sounds like there's like philosophy in there. There's all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, like I'm getting into it, but it's, It's not like my usual Star Trek.
It's not like reading.
Nah, yeah, it's not like reading. It's not like Star Trek where it's like there's a problem, they solve it, end of the episode, or maybe there's a bit, you know, like let's just get the photon torpedoes and fight. It's not like that. It's like they try to get into the deep science.
Okay.
I've been checking that out. So anyway, there you go. That's my killer bit of the week, or as we like to say, killer bit of the week. Week. But anyway, it's time for our next section, which is our funky headlines, aka
funky headlines of the week.
Week. I got a couple for you, Sean. Got a couple for you. This one, we're gonna dive into the depths of true crime. So this might be a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. It's gonna go up. It's gonna go down. It's gonna go around a little bit.
Damn.
Feel free to interject with questions whenever you want.
Okay.
Because this is wild. Former University of Iowa hospital employee used fake identity for 35 years. Right. That in and of itself isn't too wild, is it? Right.
I mean, kind of.
I mean, taking over someone's identity for 35 years, probably going to feel like you are that person.
But after the thing years. Is, after like, I feel like after like a year or something, people like, you are that person now, and everybody will know that person as you, and therefore your identity is...
100%. I mean, if you call me Sean for 35 years, I'll probably You'll struggle to turn around if someone calls me Marcus. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's all right. A former University of Iowa hospital employee pleaded guilty on Monday to federal charges that he'd been living under another man's identity since 1988, causing the other man to be falsely imprisoned for his identity theft and sent to mental hospital. The person with the original identity, Sean, got sent to prison and sectioned as well because of this. Mad, isn't it? Right. I'll explain why in a second, right? So Matthew I'm going to try and make it so that we can understand the names, because there was obviously two people with the same name at some point, right? So Matthew David Kierans was convicted of one count of false statement to a National Credit Union Administration insured institution, punishable by up to 30 years in federal prison. Basically, he lied about his identity. That's why. And one count of aggravated identity theft, punishable by up to 2 years in federal prison. Kierans worked as a systems architect at a hospital's IT department from June the 28th, 2013 to June the 20th, 2023, when he was terminated for misconduct related to this whole thing. Yeah, right. So even though his name is obviously Matthews, Kieran's worked under the name of William Donalds Woods, an alias he'd been using since 1988 when he worked with the real William Woods at a hot dog cart in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So he teethed his name off a little side, well, probably when he's a lot younger, isn't it? Like, of a guy he worked with at a hot dog cart. You get me? I'm looking at your face, Sean. You look perplexed.
No, I'm just trying to understand the reason why.
Okay, cool. The why, innit, right? Let's see if we can get to that. Kieran's used Wood's identity in every aspect of his life, including obtaining employment, insurance, and official documents, even paying taxes under the name, according to a plea agreement signed by the Kierans. In 1990, Kieran's obtained a fraudulent Colorado identification card with Woods' name and birthday. He used the ID to get a job at a fast food restaurant and get a Colorado bank account. He bought a car for $600 using Woods' name with $300 checks that bounced. So he already started Shaggery. So he took the guy's identity and used it. Do you know what? Before we get into the why do you think he would have nicked his identity at that time? Do you think he's probably was in a bit of bad credit? I think it's as simple, it's always money, I always feel like.
Usually, I mean, I was trying to see if he was like assuming his identity because he had done something nefarious under his, we watched too much Elementary.
Yeah. Elementary.
Too much. Yeah, maybe he'd done something nefarious and then was trying to get away from that, but it doesn't look as if the law was coming for him under his original name or anything like that. So I'm trying to figure out, oh, this guy was an absolute dick.
Yeah.
And he was like, right, I'm going to make it my life's work.
Just to fuck this guy. It was 1988 where I feel like getting away with crime was a lot easier. like crime was just easier to do. And America is so vast. Maybe he moved to Colorado to get away from the States, moved over to Colorado, which is not the furthest from the border, went up there and was like, yeah, let's get out of the ends because I want to, you know, sort myself out.
But, what,
you know
but what I mean? I'm trying to figure out A, like why he did it and what benefit he got from living under a moniker.
Yeah, I think for me personally, my judgment when I first scanned this was it's always when someone wants to change identity, 9 times out of 10, it's crime or money.
Or peace, yeah.
So probably wanted to get money. And it sounds like with him signing checks that he knew would bounce, two checks, sounds like he kind of knows how to do fraud.
The size stem.
Yeah, that was back then where you just could give someone a check and piss off and then and you have the thing.
And just go, don't worry, it won't bounce. They're yeah. like, what? How do I... Bye.
So he drove this stolen car, because it's stolen now, isn't it? Because he's robbed it, right? Because he didn't pay for it properly, right? To Idaho, where it broke down and he abandoned it. He then withdrew all his money from a Colorado bank using an ATM in Idaho and left the state. Yeah, it's money. An arrest warrant was issued for Woods in Colorado because of the stolen car, though the documents don't indicate whether Woods was arrested at the time. This wasn't the first time Kearns had stolen a car. Remember, Kearns is acting as Woods, right? When he was 16, he stole a car after running away from his adoptive parents in San Francisco, and he was arrested at the time in Oregon under his own name, but it never appeared in court, according to the court documents. In 1994, 6 years after he started using Woods' name, he got married and had a kid whose last name is Woods. So his kid has a name that's not really
so
their name.
So he's assumed the identity, and now he's married and had kids under a false identity.
Yeah, and I would presume his wife has the false identity, has Woods as a name as well, and the kids are Woods, even though they're not a Woods. Mad. In 2012, 24 years after
she's
he started...
She's getting false wood.
Their wood flat, false wood. In 2012, 24 years after he started using Woods' name, Kearns fraudulently acquired a copy of Woods' birth certificate from the state of Kentucky using information he found about Woods' family on Ancestry.com. Told you these websites are dodgy. Bruh. I've said it before. So he went on Ancestry.com, found out about the Woods family tree, got that information to get himself a birth certificate. So he really was doubling down 24 years.
24 years later.
He's like, I want to make sure that you can't fucking, I'm this guy. I mean, at this stage, I'm thinking, do this kind of thing. If someone's dead, I feel like it's less of a problem.
Yeah, because one of them things that like, no, if there's no victim, if there's a victim.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Victimless crime, then yeah. Whatever. Innit?
Yeah.
And as long as it's not like, it's a victimless crime, but like, I've just committed like 8 murders, I'm getting away with this. It's not good.
Yeah, it's got victims. In 2013, Kearns moved to Wisconsin. He started his IT job with a hospital and worked remotely. He earned about $70,000 a year, so that's about $700,000 across 10 years. And in 2023, his salary bumped up to $140,000 a year. Damn. He obtained multiple vehicles and personal loans from his Iowa credit union under the name Woods between 2016 and 2022, totaling more than $200,000. Sounds like he knows how to do his stuff. He also had money stored in a national bank under Woods' name. In 2019, though, the real William Woods was homeless and living in Los Angeles. Now, I feel like every time the fake Woods had a success, the real Woods had a bit of stress by the looks of things. It's the proper Y-shaped kind of direction their life has gone. So anyway, the real William Woods was living homeless in Los Angeles. He went to a branch of a national bank and explained that he recently discovered someone was using his credit and accumulated a lot of debt. Woods didn't want to pay the debt and asked how the account numbers for any of... he asked for the account numbers for any of the accounts he had open at the bank so he could close them, because he didn't know them. He's like, any accounts that are open under my name, close it. Woods gave the bank employee his social security number, the real one, obviously, and an authentic California identification card, which matched the information the bank had on file. But because there was a large amount of money in the accounts, the bank employee asked Woods a series of questions, security questions, but he wasn't able to answer them because he hadn't set up the bank account. So the bank employee called the fake Woods, aka Kieran's, whose phone number was connected to the accounts. And Kieran's, aka the fake Woods, answered all the security questions correctly and said, nah, no one in California should have access to my accounts. So the employee at the bank then called the police, and the officer spoke with the real Woods and then with the fake Woods, and then the fake Woods faxed the Los Angeles officers his social security and fake birth certificate as well as his driver's license. And then the police then said, "Ah, oh, sorry, mate," to the real Woods. "You got to get arrested, mate, because you're doing a little bit of fraud under because you're impersonating another person." Bruv, how wild would that be, bro? His life had been stolen and the police are like, "You're going to go to jail because of that."
Bro, as Dwight from The Office says, isn't it? Like, identity theft. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke, bro. It's not a joke. But because Woods continued, the real Woods,
yep,
continued to insist throughout the judicial process, because obviously he went to court and everything, that he was the real Williams Woods and not Matthew Kieran's, the fake Woods, a judge ruled in 2020 that he was not mentally competent to stand trial and went to a mental hospital in California where he received psychotropic medication and other mental health treatment, probably being locked in a room with a fucking jacket on that makes you hug yourself. Do you know what I mean? That's, bro, imagine the head fuck. So imagine this, Sean, yeah? You've not had a good life, right? Somehow you're homeless, bruv. You find out that someone's taking out mad credit, fucking up your credit. So you go to the bank, you're like, "Hi, I'm Sean from the roads." Yeah. Fine on the roads, yeah. "I'm Sean." And they're like, "Can I have all your details, please, Sean?" You give them all your details. They're like, "Sorry, mate, this isn't you. We're going to call up someone." And they're like, "Hello, Sean. How are you, Sean?" "All right, yeah, cool. You're there thinking, "I'm Sean." And they're like, "No, you're not." The police come and arrest you for being Sean. For trying to say it yourself.
I'm like inserting myself into this scenario and it's scary as...
It's mad, isn't it? Bro, in 2021, he pleaded no contest to the identity theft charges, meaning he accepted the convictions but did not admit guilt, because obviously he's strong-armed into that. He was then sentenced for 2 years imprisonment with credit for 2 years he already served in the county jail from the hospital when he was in like the psychiatric hospital and was released. He was also ordered to pay $400 in fines and stop using the name William Woods. He didn't stop. He continued to attempt to regain his identity by filing customer disputes with financial organizations, finally got some police involved and they kind of started to listen to his story. And in 2023, reached out to the University of Iowa's hospital department, who referred his complaint to the University of Iowa Police Department. And slowly he started to turn things around. And the way that they got around it was Mallory found her biological father listed on Woods's birth certificate. Sorry. University of Iowa Police Detective Ian Mallory opened an investigation. Big shout out to this detective, Ian Mallory. I rate that because he flipping stood up and was like, "Look, let's have a look into this." Mallory found a biological father listed on Woods' birth certificate, which both Woods and Kieran's had sent him an initial copy of it. He then tested the father's DNA against Woods' DNA and proved that Woods was the real Woods.
My guy.
Bruv. I just feel sorry for the original Woods here, bruv.
Honestly, man, like... I'm almost like, it's one of them ones where it's almost like a nightmare that you want to wake up from, innit?
Yeah. It's wild, bro. Like, and this, and imagine that he's nicked your life and instead of holding his hands up and being like, "Oh, yeah."
Bro, he's there in plain sight being like, no, this guy's talking shit.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. But imagine that.
Swiss.
I always feel like the bank is like the one place that you can't get one over on them. But if you do, I feel like the bank is the one place, if you can convince them you're someone else, everything else can fall into line, you know?
Mm.
I feel like, you know, they offer letterheaded paper or a bank statement. You can get it. You can get, I feel like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and a birth certificate, living, which he did.
Brother, that's just scary. That's actually just scary. Like, if someone just decides that,
I mean, this is the thing, right? Initially, you think, how did he initially get the first piece of documentation to be able for this to snowball? Because you got to start somewhere, innit?
Yeah. I think 1988, the bar for, like, ID was a lot lower. I feel like people still have paper driving licenses then. Like, we had car... I need to ask my parents, like... I feel like that because I know that there were we had two-part driving licenses here in the UK. We had paper, which was kind of official, and a card as well, which you meant to roll.
We all had that when we first started driving.
And now they've ditched the paper. So I can only presume at one point you'd whip out a bit of paper to be like, hi, I'm...
Well, you used to have to send off your paper part, right? And if you got any points, then they would stamp it onto or put it onto your thing and send it back to you. Yeah.
I went, no, because I ain't got no points.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, so I think he's because he started back. If he did it now, I don't think he's getting away with it easy. But because he started back then,
if you did it now, you would have to be, you would have to use other channels, and you probably have to be a bit smarter with things like being able to hack stuff and being. Whereas back in the day, if it seems as if in 1988, he just shared a food truck with this guy, and then he was like,
yeah.
I think I like this guy's name.
Yeah, because you're encouraging him talking like, "Hey man, so what's your name? Oh, my name's Woods. Is it? What's your full name and date of birth, and where do you live?" Yeah,
man, I've always wanted to ask you, man. What's your mother's maiden name? and then like slyly on a day to day, be like, I always wonder, like, what's the first street that you grew up on?
Yeah,
right. Yeah. And like your first school that you went to. That's man.
What's your blood type?
And finally, what's your, like? You have a pet when you were young.
What was your
first pet's name? Oh, that's really cute. Yeah. How do you spell that?
Yeah. Right, so if you were gonna have a security code and the second digit, what would that be? Slowly over the weeks.
Any kind of run of numbers which mean anything to you? Yeah, anything that's important? Oh, you know, what number? How do you live out when you were young? All right.
Hey man, I'm thinking of using 1234 for my PIN number. What would you use? No, like what would you actually use?
Like if I had your identity.
Yeah. If you were me.
If I were you. God, so bad. Brother, it's actually scary, man.
It is, isn't it? But in 20...
Gaslighted the shit out of him.
I would question whether I was sane. And
others did.
Yeah. And you're on psychotropic drugs as well. So you're on drugs to make you calm down. Because I am Marcus. Okay, why don't you just pop these pills? I'm like... Maybe I'm not Marcus, man. These pills are like a nice warm hug. Anyway, on the 17th of July, 2023, Mallory's interviewed Kieran's. Mallory's a detective interviewed Kieran's, the fake Woods. He asks Kieran's what his father's name was, and Kieran's accidentally gave the name of his own adoptive father.
Bruv. 30, bruv, how many 30 something years? How do you get tripped up? That's like when you go, that's when you go to like the club, yeah? And then the Donny used to go, look at you, get your ID and go, what's your date of birth?
Yeah.
Bruv, if you haven't memorized your fake date of birth, you don't deserve to get into the club.
34 years into the cut. So he crumbled in it. So he's like, the officer could have fucked with him. So the officer could have just gone, so what's your name again for the record? My name's Key Woods. Woods. But yeah, he said his own dad's name. Mallory then confronted Kieran's with DNA evidence, and Kieran's responded by saying, my life is over and everything is gone. Your life is over. Sorry. He then confessed to a prolonged identity theft, according to court documents. Taken into custody on the 18th of July 2023, and he was charged with the use of false birth certificate and providing false identification information. He pleaded guilty, and he was sentenced to 20 days in Johnson County Jail with credit for time served. That's right.
Wait. This is the fake Woods. Bruv, give me a heart attack here. Wait, the fake Woods got 20 days. No, bro, you're shaking me, bro.
But
you can't just say, but after, no, I'm not having that. I'm not having it.
He probably had a good lawyer, right? But where we are now, though, so a complaint was actually filed to a federal court against Kieran's, and he was indicted on December the 12th, because obviously you're not going to let that drop, are you? And he was also give false statements to the National Credit Union, administration and two other places. So I think basically if you give a lot of information, or if you try, I think what they're getting him for is on a federal level, isn't it? Like if you lie to the, like, you know, if you open someone else's post, it's a real big crime. Like it's a real big thing, like, or diverting posts and stuff like that, federal level crime. So they're trying to get him on those kind of charges, like in that area. So he's pleaded guilty on account of each charge, and we're going to see what happens with the sentencing. He's apparently in the custody of the US Marshals Service. I think he's going to do some real time for it. As a judge, would it be unfair to say you have to do 34 years? As in a year for every year you've stolen. Is that too much? I'm not a judge, by the way.
No, but what I think where my brain goes initially is you have to have a look to see what sentencing is for other crimes, which you may potentially find more heinous than that act, but you have destroyed, or you've been a large part of destroying someone else's life for a long time, and that should have some serious repercussions.
I would go as far as to say it's like he's murdered this guy's life, but really slowly. Like he's choked out this guy's life. Like you don't know what the repercussions of fucking up a man's credit is. Like this guy's clearly had a troublesome life, right? If he's homeless.
And you don't know whether that was due to this, and you would assume that in some probably large part it would be.
What if he went to get a job and they were like, you're great for the job, and he kept getting turned down for jobs because they did a credit check on him and they found out that he was like, was not even in the air, maybe not even in the same state. So they're like, why is a guy from another state trying to come to us? And you have loads of loans out and stuff like that. They might be like, you know what, bruv, you've been a great
candidate for the stolen car back in the day.
Yeah, you've had some checks bounced. You've been a great applicant for this position, but you've not got anything. So this guy hasn't got jobs for years and then he's become homeless. Do you know what I mean? It's wild, isn't it? It's wild. Sorry, I had to share it with you. I know it's a bit up and down, but I had to bring it to you.
That's probably one of like the most controversial and interesting stories I feel like we've had on there, because it's just wild and it's also scary
wild ups and downs. Massive shout out to Emily Anderson from the Gazette, the Gazette, man. Like, and we'll put a link to this in the show description as well if you guys want to read the whole story, but yeah, that's wild, bro.
I feel like that's gonna sit with me for the next few days.
I'm gonna be covering my PIN number when I'm paying for stuff.
Can we bro, by the way, theoretically can we check back in? Was this something that was fairly recent?
Relatively recent, yeah. So let me just check. So
I want to find out what happens to Kieran's.
Okay,
because
cool.
If my man gets away with 20 days.
That's wild, isn't it?
I was about to say, then there's something wrong with the American judicial system, which is obviously incorrect because it's perfect. So,
of course. If he was smoking a joint, then he'd have probably done some time.
I'll give him 25 years.
Lock the
man away.
Lock him up. But yeah, man. Wild.
Speechless, bro.
Wild. I think that'll make, if they can get all the information, I know it sounds cheesy, make a good like true crime pod, isn't it?
I'm trying to wrap my brains as to films in which something similarly has happened. Something similar has happened.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, and I've definitely watched films that's happened where someone's identity's been taken over and they're trying to prove, and it's always horrible, and that feeling is just like, oh, but it's actually him, whatever, you know,
and they're like, I am who I am, and they're like, sure you are,
take these pills and spit in this.
Yeah, wild, man, wild.
If anyone
wild.
Actually remembers any films of that plot, you let us know, because that's going to wind me up. I'm going to have to look it up after.
Have you got any stories? I got one more for you if you want.
Hit me. That was...
Okay, cool. Right. So this is a bit of a shorter one. This is a couple of days before we recorded the show. Today is the 7th of April, 2024. On Easter Sunday, thieves executed one of the largest ever cash heists, making off with up to $30 million from a money storage facility in San Fernando Valley. According to the LA Times, the Los Angeles Police Department disclosed that a burglary took place at an undisclosed facility, with a newspaper being the first to cover the incident. The facility was housing cash from businesses in the area, and law enforcement officers informed the Times that only a select few individuals would have been aware of this arrangement. The thieves successfully breached both the building and the safe where the money was stored. While the specifics of the break-in remain uncertain, sources familiar with the investigation told the Times that the thieves gained access to the vault by breaking through the roof. The mystery persists regarding how they managed to bypass the alarm system.
Sounds like an inside job.
Gotta be,
sorts,
man.
Doesn't it?
30M.
I thought you were going to say 30 grand. I thought, fuck it, it's not.
Yeah, whatever.
30 mil in cash.
Yeah.
Like, how much space would 30 million cash take up?
Oh my days.
Come on, man.
Like, is this mixed like- bills? In ones, it's a lot.
But I feel like it would fill up this whole room, like top to bottom.
Yeah, and we're in like a 3 meter by 3 meter by 3 meter room, yeah, cube. Yeah, and if it's hundreds, yeah, it's cash. But the thing is, right?
I'm guessing they didn't steal 30 million in coins. Oh God. Boy.
In quarters. Oh, man.
Wow, that would have been a lot.
Yeah, man.
Like 18 dump trucks.
Fuck, you know. But the thing is, like, with 30M, I think if you're if we say we were going to do this crime, right?
Mm.
We'd have to factor in.
I would assume someone's identity first.
Yeah, I would. I would.
Oh, that was good.
You've got to factor in inflation and how that's going to devalue your cash. You're right. Was that a good one?
I'm thinking about all the coins.
You're thinking about, hey boys, we're going out to the club tonight. Don't worry, I got you. Man's throwing ones. Read a story about like fucking pole dancer concussed when $100 in cash hits her in rolled up coins.
That's money in a sock.
Yeah, man. So you got to factor in because you can't burn 30M quick unless you're going to wash it. You've got to wash it somewhere.
Yeah, you can. You just
Vegas.
You set it on like fire and you can. In one place.
Literally. Yeah. That's a good one. But if say you and I, it's obviously more than two people, but say you and I had 15M each.
No, I reckon it'll be a 20-10 split.
Yeah?
Mm.
Okay, cool. Why do you only want 10 for? All right, fair enough. So I got 20 and you got 10 to burn. I'm just thinking.
I feel like it's much more difficult to drop large amounts of cash on purchases nowadays. I mean, you could probably go out and buy like a handful of really expensive cars. How are you going to put that money in a bank to pay for a property?
Even cars is bait. Yeah.
I reckon you could drop like 50 to 100K in cash on multiple vehicles, maybe not from dealerships, and then you could obviously sell those vehicles on or something like that.
Hey, Patrol, though, man. Like, why would you acquire all these cars? Like, I'm with you.
But that's why they're all under Woods' his name.
Woods, innit? Just put it on Woods.
I'm fine.
But yeah, man. So the comments are quite interesting.
Oh, okay.
Actually, wait, before we get to that, 15, so if you had 10M, what would you, and you could get away with just making an extravagant purchase, what do you think your first extravagant purchase is? Let's say you've parked
But see, this is the thing, right? I wouldn't be thinking about what I would like. I would be thinking about how am I going to make this money clean so that I can I can spend it comfortably without having to do some sort of nefarious, weird.
Okay. Well, say you've cleaned it and you've got 5 left, right? What are you doing?
What happened to the other 5? It took me 5 mil to clean the 5.
Cost of my cleaning.
Do you know what? Yes, I would take hot. Right, if I had 15 and someone said to me, "Yo, I'm going to give you 7.5 mil clean in your bank," take that 7.5. You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you got 7.5 in the bank.
Okay.
You've niced up family and whatever. Let's say, 20 grand.
Who?
That's up. Took him out for Nando's.
What friends, bro?
Yeah, took out family and friends for Nando's. Yeah, don't worry, guys. I got this.
You can have as many olives as you want.
Put it on my Nando's card, though. I want my chilies. What do you think an extravagant purchase would be of yours?
If you can already answer this question, go first. But
I feel like from you, it might be a car. For a bit of fun, you like cars.
I mean,
would it be?
I'd buy a garage. And then I'd buy some cars to put in the garage.
Hey.
I'm thinking about what I'd do on GTA.
I'd be on GTA. I'd buy everything. For me, all right, let's say I can't do anything sensible. Like I can't just like buy a property. Because obviously
I was about to talking about like ICEs and stuff.
Fuck that shit. We're going to be stupid. I'd probably spend a bit on it. Do you know what? I'd get a load of us and we just go party for a bit. I'll get a load of let's go for a trip around the world. I'll get like a travel agent to be like.
Yeah, but you have to remember this, isn't it? Imagine our Donnie's here. We would just be like, yo, just take like a month off
Yeah.
But no one's going to be able to do that.
You got work.
Everyone has kids.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to be like, they're like, I don't care how much money you have. Yeah.
Yeah. For starters, you're fine. I'm not. Yeah.
If I say to my missus, yo, you know, if I give you like a million, are you okay? Would you be all right if I just go away with the boys for
six months?
6 months.
Round the world, bro. Take your time. A million cash.
If you give me a million cash, how about you just stay away?
Yeah. You can go away for as long as you want. Like, how long? Ever?
Yeah, ever sounds ever. Good.
I think extravagant trip. An extravagant trip of sorts where no one has to put their hands in their pockets once. We just go wild. Like, go wild. Eat what you want.
I'm going to say that this 6 month long trip, it would probably end up being a weekend, but it would be a great weekend.
Yeah, strong weekend.
It would be a strong weekend.
Yeah, man. Get us on a plane. We fly somewhere, partying, fly back. That's nice. Because obviously the worst part of a trip is the flying bit as well, isn't it? So.
Oh, man, we'll bring Concorde out of.
Wow. Bring Concorde back. Or us on a rickety Concorde.
Yeah, like, guys, we'll get there quick.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. What the hell?
I would want to buy a property of sorts and have it like decked out.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be fine. And then cars, man.
So if you could put something silly in the property, like a slide, what would you put in it? Like, say you had to do something random with this property, like something ridiculously stupid that you like, you don't care.
God, I'm so boring.
Really?
I would definitely have one of these places you can like drive in and your car would like spin, go down, and
that's wicked. So you could summon the car that you want out of the garage. So you press like Bugatti and a Bugatti comes up, press 911, the 911 comes up. That's nice. Yeah. I'd be like, can I park my smart car in it, please? Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
What would be your one?
I'll probably have like a proper cave, like a man cave, but we're talking like a proper bar, like a proper full service bar, massive gaming chairs,
but see
TV,
all of this, this is not wild for me.
It's not wild.
I would have like a room full of like top end sim rigs. I'd have a bar.
Okay.
I'll have a five-a-side pitch in my yard somewhere, even though I can't play anymore because my knees are falling off.
Do you know what I'd have? I'd have a Jarvis. I'd get someone to make me a Jarvis. Hi, Jarvis. I'd like, have an AI that sounded like Jarvis.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
you thought I meant like a physical weight. It's physical. I'd have AI, and I've seen it done before. I'd have like the kind of stuff where when you walk around the house, the house lights up for you but goes dark in other places. So when you're in your house, it just happens.
It's like Billie Jean. But like,
yes, exactly, with a high tech version. But before we bounce on, some of the comments on this are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Let me hear.
One, this is a comment, and they've got a few points. One, definitely an inside job. Two, brilliant. Three, I probably would support them over the government thieves. Four, I can't wait to watch the documentary. This is going to make a good doc. And then someone else said, everyone is in on it. Everyone gets their cut. Nobody loses. Nobody talks. That is the rules. Because it's got to be inside.
The fact that like only a few people knew about it, and they bypassed security and they bypassed the safe security.
Yeah.
Oh, it seemed a little bit sus. Mm. A little bit sus. Actually, bringing on to that, have you seen Inside Man with Denzel?
Yes.
Like, what a film.
Someone else has said that here in the comments. Maybe they were just filming the next Ocean's movie. True, bro. Yeah. Oh, what a fantastic film though. Film. That's a fantastic film. Lovely, nice twists in it. One of those ones is you can watch it again.
I've seen it a couple of times, but you need like, because it's about the twist, you need like a few years between watches.
Yeah, man. I was just looking at some more of the comments. Sounds very fishy. Maybe an inside job. There's no way to bypass all the cameras, lasers, and locks and switches without a trace. Definitely. Oh wow. Someone's comment something cryptic. The gimmick is they never did it. The money was never there in the first place.
Ooh, conspiracy.
Insurance job. Insurance, that would be the ultimate twist, isn't it? The money was never there. Damn
son.
But yeah, man, there you go, bro. So I love a good heist to finish off today's show.
It was good.
Bit of a weird one, isn't it? But you know, it's one of those ones. Not next episode, but the episode afterwards, I will have a killer bit where we're going to be getting into some watery based devices. Am I right, Sean? Watery base. Am I right? But yeah, that has been this episode of How to Kill an Hour. Thank you for all the support on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, at How to Kill an Hour, on all of those. Very active over Facebook at the moment. And we will be opening the lines for some of your jokes, depending on how dirty they are. We just have to find a way to tell them on the show. I'm at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on all socials. Where can we find you, Sean?
In the studio. Boom. An hour a week.
Yeah, there we go. Big up yourself, and we'll be in your ear hole soon.
Indeedy.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.